there can be some surprising benefits to being sick. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Seth Davis, postdoctoral scientist at the University of Idaho, explains his research on viruses in plants.
Yes, a virus infection can actually be a good thing for a plant under some conditions. In a biological twist, a virus that damages wheat production worldwide may boost yields of infected plants under drought conditions, our research shows. Viruses are known for the diseases they cause in humans, animals, or crop plants. But there can be other effects, even including some that are beneficial to the infected hosts in certain contexts. These effects can help understand species interactions and ecosystems and identify opportunities to harness the benefits to improve human well-being. Within a large interdisciplinary USDA-funded project on climate change and wheat production, we began studying the combined effects of drought stress and barley yellow dwarf virus, which is one of the most serious pathogens of wheat worldwide. How, we asked, might these two stresses interact to affect wheat production? In a greenhouse study, we discovered that barley yellow dwarf virus infected plants tolerated drought conditions better than uninfected controls, producing more and heavier seeds than non-infected plants would grown with too little water, evidently by causing plants to retain more water, move photosynthates, and grow. We were surprised, but the finding is consistent with work on drought stress and other plant virus systems. Importantly, though, this effect concerns a world staple, so it could have big ramifications. Adding another level of complexity, barley yellow dwarf virus is transmitted by aphids, and the infected plants become better hosts for these aphids. This difference is more pronounced when plants are drought-stressed, so the effects have implications for pest abundance and for virus spread under climate change. We're currently pursuing the mechanisms that produce these effects so that the exciting ecology can inform innovative technology to help with a changing world.
That was Seth Davis of the University of Idaho. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Sunset falls in Wichita, hear the dances through the blue. Wheat fields catch a glimpse of heaven, makes me think of you.